Prayer, God's Communication Plan for All Mankind. Our English word prayer is a modern English word rooted in an old French word meaning to obtain by entreaty. It is defined as a solemn request for help or expression of thanks addressed to God. What a plan from God to communicate with His people. A system way ahead of anything man could ever invent, even with today's wireless technology. It has been said prayer is words of praise, thanksgiving, or request directed to God on the wires or airwaves of faith. By faith and in faith, we call out to God in prayer. We are just speaking to the air, so it seems, till we call upon the one true God in the name of Jesus. God not only hears our words, but also hears our heart, looking and listening for faith. Faith always gets His attention. Men and women of faith move the Father today, just as they did Jesus in His earthly ministry. God answers our prayer of faith by His Holy Spirit, who quietly speaks in our heart that what He hears from heaven. The answer to our prayer may seem delayed, but God's will, way, and timing are always perfect. Let's listen in to our Father's word and teaching on prayer. Our Bibles speak over 600 scriptures on this subject alone. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing continually the Word of God. The double-edged sword of His Word convicts in part, renews our mind, lodges in our hearts, thus building faith. The designed result is training us to call upon our Father with God-pleasing, faith-filled words, so that He may exceeding abundantly meet our needs. Call upon me, I am the answer. Genesis 4. And to Seth, there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Deuteronomy 4. For what nation is there so great, who has God so near unto them, as the Lord our God is unto us? In all things that we call upon Him for. And what nation is there so great that has statutes, judgments, so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? Jeremiah 29. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart. Psalm 55. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and He shall hear my voice. Psalm 80. So we will not go back from thee. Quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. Romans 10. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Psalm 105. O give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Sing unto Him. sing psalms, talking of his wondrous works. Psalm 18. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Psalm 50. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me, saith the Lord. Psalm 86. For thou, Lord, art good, and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Psalm 91. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Praise God. Psalm 116. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. Because he has inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. Psalm 145. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. Acts 7. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling upon God, saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried unto the Lord with a loud voice, Lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Faithless, unheard prayer. Lamentations 3. Also when I cry and shout, he shutteth out my prayer. Thou hast covered thyself with a cloud, that our prayer should not pass through. Psalm 66. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Proverbs 1. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. Psalm 14. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and they will not call upon the Lord? Then were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Jeremiah 7. Therefore pray not for this people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear thee. Seest thou not what they do in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? Daniel 9. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil is come upon us, yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand thy truth. Proverbs 28. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination. Micah 3. Then shall they cry unto the Lord, but he will not hear them. He will even hide his face from them at that time, as they have behaved themselves ill in their doings. Isaiah 1. And when you spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes, and cease to do evil. Deuteronomy 28. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee, and thy heaven that is over thy head shall be as brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be as iron. Job 35. There they cry, but none giveth answer, because of the pride of evil men. Surely God will not hear vanity, neither will the Almighty regard it. Matthew 17. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. Howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Matthew 23. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore you shall receive the greater damnation. Supplication. By definition, it's simply this: the action of asking or begging for something in an earnest, profuse, and unashamed manner. Oh, that we would call upon our God this way. 1 Kings 8. That thine eyes may be open unto the supplication of thy servant, and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them and all that they call for unto thee. Psalm 31. Thou heardest the voice of my supplication when I cried unto thee. O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Psalm 119. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. Psalm 143. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. 2 Chronicles 6. Hearken therefore unto the supplications of thy servant, and of thy people Israel, which they shall make toward this place. Hear thou from thy dwelling place, even from heaven, and when thou hearest, forgive. Psalm 28. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest, if thou be silent to me, I will become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications, when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. Jeremiah 31. They shall come with weeping, and with supplications will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble, for I am a father to Israel. Zechariah 12. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications. And they shall look upon me, whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him, as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. 1 Timothy 2. I exhort, therefore, that, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and the giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. 1 Timothy 5. Now she that is a widow indeed, and desolate, trusteth in God, and continues in supplication and prayers night and day. Faithful prayers and mighty answers. Matthew 21. And all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Psalm 99. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among all them that call upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. Moses prayed, God answered. Numbers 11. And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt among them, and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp. And the people cried unto Moses, and when Moses prayed, the fire was quenched. Numbers 21. Therefore the people came again to Moses and said, We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, Make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. Hannah prayed, God answered. 1 Samuel 1. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. Wherefore it came to pass, when a time was come about, after Hannah had conceived, she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I ask him of the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has given me my petition, which I ask of him. Elisha prayed, God answered. 2 Kings 4. And when Elisha was come into the house, behold, the child was dead, and laid upon his bed. He went in therefore, and shut the door upon them both, and prayed unto the Lord. He went up and lay upon the child, put his mouth upon his mouth, and his eyes upon his eyes, and his hands upon his hands, and he stretched forth himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. 2 Kings 6. And Elisha prayed again, and said, Lord, I pray thee, open this man's eyes, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And when they, the host of Syrians, came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, Smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness, according to the word of Elisha. Hezekiah prayed, God answered. 2 Kings 19. and Hezekiah received the threatening letter of the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord, and he spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims, thou art the one true God, even thou alone. Of all the kingdoms of the earth, thou hast made the heaven and earth. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. Isaiah 38. Go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. Jonah prayed, God answered. Jonah 2. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Zacharias prayed. Luke 1. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. The church prayed. Acts 4. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Acts 12. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly, and his chains fell off from his hands. Paul prayed. Acts 16. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. Praise God. Jesus prayed. His Father answered. John 17. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. John 11. And they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. Prayer of the Saints. Acts 6. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Luke 11. And it came to pass that he was praying in a certain place. When he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, When ye pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us, day by day, our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Matthew 5. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Matthew 6. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Mark 11. And he taught, saying unto them, Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer? But you have made it a den of thieves. Therefore I say unto you, What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, and you will have them. And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. John 14. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. John 15. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Acts 8. And when they were come down, prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Then laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Jude 1. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Ephesians 6. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. 1 Corinthians 14. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, I will pray with the understanding also. Romans 8. Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Philippians 1. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Philippians 4. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. 1 Timothy 2. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands, without wrath and doubting. James 5. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any sick among you? Let him call the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And then it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Old Testament Prayer, 1 Kings 8. Yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant, and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and to the prayer, which thy servant prayeth before thee today. Then hear thou in heaven, and forgive thy people Israel. 2 Chronicles 7. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. 1 Kings 8. What prayer and supplication soever be made by any man or by all thy people Israel, which shall know every man the plague of his own heart and spread forth his hands toward this house. 2 Chronicles 6. Then hear thou from the heavens, even from thy dwelling place, their prayer and their supplications, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people which have sinned against thee. 2 Chronicles 7. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night, and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open, and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. Job 42. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Psalm 5. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. Psalm 39. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. Psalm 42. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer toward the God of my life. Psalm 66. Blessed be God, which has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Psalm 69. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me, and in the truth of thy salvation. Psalm 88. But unto thee have I cried, O Lord, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee. Psalm 102. He will regard the prayer of the destitute, and not despise their prayer. Psalm 122. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. Psalm 141. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Proverbs 15. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. Isaiah 26. Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. Isaiah 56. Even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. In closing, 1 Peter 4. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? I thank you, Lord, for your word and teaching on prayer. May the Lord bless you as you walk with him in constant communication, comfort, and peace while seeking him with all your heart.
For the water, so my soul pants for you, for the fullness of your joy, for your pleasures hour, I bow my heart to you. draw near in faith, believing. I draw near, your grace receiving. You draw near, your spirit. Receiving, you draw near, your spirit.